Next speaker is Charles from NIST with Guillaume to show the exercise control system. And for those of you who are going to follow along in the slides, remember this is a live demonstration, so the slides will not necessarily follow what you're seeing, so you'll have to advance the slides as you see fit.
Guillaume is just going to talk.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Guillaume Rod, and I'm an information IT and open technology. And I will be giving you a quick demo of the exercise control system. So the exercise control system, as you can see, is a web application that is used to manage your... The exercise control system is a web application that is used to manage your tabletop exercises for emergency operations center. This is the login screen. So for the people that are looking at that online, you can flip through the slides as I'm talking and back and forth. This is the first page of the exercise control system. As you can see, there are several tabs: home, author, conduct, join, review, and also profile. This is your flow for to manage your exercises. So the first tab, home, just gives you a description of what the exercise control system is and how to use it. The second tab, also, will help you to create your exercises. The third tab, conduct, is the tab that you will use the day when you actually want to run your exercise. And then the join tab is the tab that will be used by the people to participate in your exercise. And then after your exercise is done, you will review. Right now, the review part hasn't been implemented. So the author tab. So what we call scenarios here is a list of injects that are being delivered at a specific time. So in the exercise control system, we are based on the common alerting protocol, version 1.1 as well. So instead of just delivering injects, we deliver alerts. So let me show you what that looks like. So for those that are familiar with the common alerting protocol, this is a graphical representation of another this part of the common alerting protocol, and this is what we deliver as part of inject in the ECS. So we use the icons and color codes for everything so that people don't have to remember what the fields are, but instead just a visual representation of the capabilities. So I'm creating here a quick alert to show you what it looks like. You will see many more alerts later. In the author tab, you also can manage your scenarios. So if you click on the scenario page, you can see here we have a list of 20 any more scenarios that are loaded in the exercise control system. You can select any scenario and edit it. Here you see the scenario called the code name for the sample water company. You see that you have a first inject that starts at 8 a.m. and goes to 8:55 a.m. So it's also a 1 hour exercise where you see a list of different alerts that are being delivered. You can see for each alert there is an expected outcome. This is what the controller uses to review what the participants of the exercise do. And so here you can do your operations to modify your exercise or if you want to review the exercises that you have made. And then the last part of this screen is users and organizations to manage different people that can log in the system and that can receive alerts. We have different level of privileges for different people to do different things. So then the day of your exercise, you will want to so you will choose one of the scenarios that you have available. So here we use the same scenario. As you can see, we have some scenarios here that have like several hundred alerts. So when you have these scenarios like that, it makes it recommended to be able to use that as the one that already is done. And so I will choose this scenario. Click on load. And then you can see that your scenario is here as an exercise. And I will click on view console. So here I see the administration console, which is what the controller will see during the exercise. So there are two main parts in the screen. You see that at the bottom of the page, we see the alerts that are scheduled, and at the top of the page, we see the alerts that are sent. There is also a dashboard at the very top of the page, which shows the current time in the exercise and some controls, play, pause, stop, and skip forward. So right now you can see that the first alert is supposed to be delivered at 8 a.m. and the exercise right now is set at 7:50 a.m. So it's just 1 second before the beginning of the exercise. And as soon as I will start, click on play, you will start the exercise and the first alert will be delivered. So you can see during the flow of the exercise that the alert will switch from the schedule page to the send page. And you can take notes here on the side of what the different participants of the exercise are doing. You can also, if you feel that the exercise is nothing happening, you can skip forward. So like here, we see that the next alert is supposed to be sent at 8:05. So if I click here, it will go to 8:05 and send the next alert. Or you can pause time something up. The activity of the people that are trained. Now let me show you the screen that the people who participate in the exercise will do. After you saw the console of the controller, and this is just the screen that the trainee sees. So they just receive alerts, and based on the information they receive, what they have to react accordingly. And with the new versions that are being worked on, they can actually send alerts to themselves. Make things a bit more creativity. And the whole thing about the system is that it saves everything that happens during an exercise in the database, so that after the exercise we can actually generate a report of all the actions that happened and compare what the training did with the expected outcome of each of the alerts. And
I'd like to make one comment before you wrap up. Wait, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'd like to, this is Charles, I'll check. I'd just like to say that what some of the motivation for this was, we started working with Dave Pogashill out there with the Golden Gate Safety Network, and he was showing us how the Golden Guardian exercise, I think it was 2006, was being run. And basically they had created an Excel spreadsheet with thousands of entries in it, which were basically a big database with, you know, who got this thing, when it was, what the text was, and everything. And doing any changes to the exercise was very difficult. You basically get in and find your way through the spreadsheet and edit all the things that were affected. And the other thing was is that basically they would print out these injects, and, you know, the controller had to worry about, in a sense, handing those things off or somehow manually dispatching them to everybody. So the idea here was one, and we didn't really talk about it today, there's a whole structure as far as exercises, scenarios, down to individual injects and messages and data, and to be able to manage this thing automatically from a central location and have people participating in exercise that are in many different areas just by basically connecting it over the Internet. Now, one of the things that we're looking at right now is expanding the system to be able to connect in other simulation activities. So this thing sort of provides central coordination for the exercise. You can imagine that modules or whatever that are logged into this system and are sending injects could also be simulations themselves. So weather injects could be coming from a weather simulation, traffic information or whatever. So that's probably the next thing that will be happening. So the other thing I mentioned before and during my talk was HLA. HLA has a lot of constraints as far as how you do integration. The idea here is to do web services for simulation integration rather than HLA, which requires you to install some software called runtime infrastructure, which is fairly complicated, difficult to use, a lot of development efforts. So I guess that's about it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck, and thank you, Guillaume. My introduction to this and the iRisk introduction to this opened our eyes to the possibilities of taking this loosely coupled service-oriented architecture to the next level, and that's basically what we're trying to show you today. We're using a combination of that and the open standards that will play into making that system work more comprehensively outside of just local groups of counties such as here in the San Francisco Bay Area.